to the WOA FM 99 radio show. So we're reaching the end of season 18, just a couple of more episodes left. And today is a very special In Conversation episode. And we have none other than Nescora, a new artist that's working with WOA, and he recently hit number one in Canada on the iTunes singer-songwriter chart. So congratulations to Nescora on this amazing feat. You know, it's independent musicians hitting the charts nowadays, and to be fair, a lot of WOA artists, and we're really, really proud to be supporting these independent musicians. So we have Nescora joining me in the studio from New York City. He's going to be talking about, of course, his single that hit a number one in Canada, also his music that was on the Independent Number Ones Volume 10 that hit the top 20 in the UK, and also number one on Amazon UK. So a lot of stuff happening with Nescora, and a lot of stuff happening with independent musicians that are working with the WOA Entertainment Group. We also bring you the 6 certified indie songs of the week. We also have 2 songs by 2 of the WOA artists whose albums are just about to be released. You know, I've worked as a producer on some of these tracks that are going to be released, and I'm very excited about it. So let me give you the whole list of our 6 certified indie songs this week. So we kick off with Cramo with his song Give Me Your Love. Now, Cramo has been on our show before, and this is his new single, Give Me Your Love. It's a very cool song. I mean, it's got a modern feel. It's got a top 40-ish kind of feel. So I think it's a great song to kick the show off with. And then we have a song by Glenn Shane. Now, Glenn works with WOA on several projects. He's almost on most of our independent and Goa Chill Out Zone albums. His music is doing really well. He's from Florida. And this is his song from a few years back, actually, that hit number one in South Africa. And it features an artist called Dusty Hughes. And the song is called Why Are You Forbidden? So check this track out. It does resonate a lot with singer-songwriters and people who are into that kind of music. Then we have Black Rose, a song by Brandon Mason. Now, we've not had Brandon Mason on our show before, so this is the first time we have Brandon Mason joining our certified indie song universe, and I hope you like it. Some of our team really do like Brandon Mason's music. So Black Rose coming in at number 3 today. And then, of course, we have Nescora joining me for a live interview. And then, very proud to say that WOA are going to be the first station to premiere a song called Shelter Me by Nescora. The song is not released yet. It's going to be one of the main singles from his album that's going to be released very soon on WOA Records. Does tap into the Black Lives Matter movement, but it's a very powerful song, and I think a lot of you are going to connect with this track. Whether you support the Black Lives Matter movement or not, you really should listen to this song. And then, of course, we have Mick J. Clark, one of my favorite artists from the UK. He's from London, from Croydon, actually. And this is his song, We Know It's True. Again, now this song hit the top of the charts in the UK on the singer-songwriter charts, on the rock charts, I think it was. Yeah, he came in at number 1, number 2, that kind of stuff. He also hit the US iTunes charts with this song, so congrats to Mick J. Clark. His brand new album, Causes, is about to be released, and we'll have Mick join me in the studio very soon to talk about that album. So I did talk about this on my last episode. So this is one of his main singles from Causes, the album coming out very soon. So stick around, keep an eye out for Mick J. Clark's brand new album. And then, of course, we have Die for a Kiss by another WOA artist, Thomas Michael Link. Now, Die for a Kiss was number 1 on the jazz charts in the US. Big news for Thomas Michael Link. Now, Thomas doesn't make jazz, you know, he makes more pop and rock and that kind of stuff. But this song was released as a jazz song because it had a lot of brass sections and things like that. And it worked out really well for him because he hit number 1 on iTunes in the US for almost a whole week. That's amazing. Because of all this success that Thomas had, WOA is now working with Thomas to release his brand new album, which is called Die for a Kiss, the album. It's like more like an EP rather than an album, but some of his best music. Not really jazz, but it's got a jazz feel. people who are into pop and rock can also enjoy it. We tried to tap into all these genres with Thomas Michael Link's brand new album, Die for a Kiss, the album. And of course, we end the show. We've got an extra song on the show today, and this is called Self Quarantine. And I had to put this song in because in the UK, we're back into self-quarantine. Well, we're back into lockdown, actually. So I thought this song really should be played. It's by an artist called Ostaladon. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's Ostaladon. Ostaladon. I'll be putting links to all the artists, guys, so you can go directly to their websites or their music on Apple or Spotify and support these independent musicians. Before I go, I should also say that our brand new Christmas programming is going to start on the 1st of December, which also brings me to the point that we're going to release a brand new Christmas album. This will be Volume 6, our 6th edition of our Christmas special. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Come on and give me your love, I want the real thing. Come on and give me your love, I want your real sweet thing. Give me your love, I want the real thing. Come on and give me your love, I want the real thing. I want your sweet thing. Maybe I'm looking for love. Maybe I'm trying to get you next to me. Searching out there, I can't resist.
restrain what I'm feeling in me.
Don't show it. I'm too historic. I don't notice, I'm too focused. I don't show it, I'm too historic. I don't notice, I'm too focused, and you got me lost in emotion. I don't show it, I'm too historic, but you got me lost in the moment. I don't notice, I'm too focused, and you got me lost in emotion. I don't show it, I'm too historic, but you got me lost in the moment. I don't notice, I'm too focused. I don't show it, I'm too historic. I don't notice, I'm too focused. I don't show it, I'm too historic.
Right, folks, so I said we're going to have a very, very special guest all the way from New York City. It's none other than Nescora. Nescora, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How you doing over there in London?
It's all going great. So, Nescora, tell us more about your single, Find Peace of Mind, the edited version, which hit number one in Canada.
The song is basically written about my upbringing as a child and kind of like born into being forced to go to church and such to do, but then you reach a certain threshold as you start to get older, and that starts to come when you're like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And you start to realize what you like and what you don't like, what you want, what you don't want.
Correct.
And you know, once I turned 18, I decided that I didn't want to attend to the church and the religion that I was born into, and it took most of my life to be able to express it through music, you know, and that's what happened with this song. It was kind of reflecting, and it wasn't because I didn't believe in God. And the song, you know, there's a point in the song where it actually says, you know, I'm still with you, you know. I'm still with you, but you know, I just want to be on my own belief. As far, you know, I don't believe in organized religion, but
correct.
I believe in God.
So you know what? I had no idea that the song was so connected with your upbringing and stuff. You know, that's really cool. That's really good to know.
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is about. It's definitely about something in my past that had to come out, and
nice.
I guess it was time, you know, it was time to let it out, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think when as songwriters, you know, you're a songwriter, I'm a songwriter, when you write something that is really, really important to you and you feel it deep inside, you know, that's what people connect with. You know, it's not commercial, it's got that timeless feel or something timeless to it.
For sure. I mean, the album before this one, before this last album that was out, I did another independent album.
Right.
And there's a song on that album called Those Days Are Gone.
Oh, and I know. I've heard that song. I really like that one.
Actually, that whole song came to me in a dream with my mother, who passed away many, many, many years ago.
Oh, wow.
And we were in my apartment that I grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And she came to me one day and said, I have a song for you. And this was in the dream.
Oh, my God.
And she had an old-fashioned turntable, and she put the record on a vinyl on, and she said, listen to this. And after I heard it, I woke up at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I grabbed a pen and paper, and I wrote it down, the lyrics, as much as I could remember. And the melody, I found it on my guitar, and I recorded it on my phone. And that's how that song came to me. It was very, very strange, you know?
That's surreal, man. That's amazing. My hair is standing. That's a beautiful story. You know what? You have to talk about this more on your websites and your one page and all of that. You know, because these are the things I think, you know, that fans really want to hear and find out about the artist. You know, because if you notice what's going on in the world right now in the music industry, it's so commercial. There is nothing personal in it anymore, you know, and it's the independent artists like you that that people want to connect with now, you know, stories like these. It's amazing. But this is one song that I heard from you, the first song that I heard from Nescora that really attracted me to your music. And I said, you know, we need this guy on some of our compilations and our radio show and stuff. And it was called Mercy.
Yes.
So yes. Tell me more about Mercy.
It's asking God, again, it's very spiritual.
Uh-huh.
It's talking about how the system of things are right now.
Okay.
How bad the system of things are right now. And it's asking to have mercy on me.
Okay.
Because I need to be forgiven if I've done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I need mercy, basically.
Right. Right.
Which and we all need right now. You
absolutely.
Know?
For all the shit we've done to this world, yeah, man.
There's a point in the song, it says, if this is this what they call living?
Right.
This isn't living. No, yeah. You know, have mercy on all of us.
Listeners, Mercy is on our Independent Number Ones Volume 10 album that hit number one on Amazon UK. And it's also hit number 12. I think it touched the top 10, but I don't really remember that. But I know for a fact that it was in the top 20 of the UK singer-songwriter charts. And Nescora is on that album with Mercy. So congratulations on that, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very happy that I found you guys over in London, because I've been doing this for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
You know, the hardest thing for an artist is writing songs is not as hard as trying to market your songs.
I know.
To me, you know?
I know.
That's the hardest thing. And, you know, being independent,
yeah,
it's very difficult, but at least independent, getting it out there, it means that it's out there. And yeah, once it's out there, a lot of things are possible to happen.
Exactly.
So, you know, finding you guys, it was like the first time where I found a company that said, you know, we like this and this is what we can offer you, and yeah, basically did what they said that they would do. They didn't make any promises, you know, but
right,
they did what they said they would do. And
thank you.
You know, when the company first said that we think this song can chart,
yep,
they didn't say how it would chart or where it would chart. They just said we think it can chart.
And yep,
we had no idea that it would go that fine peace of mind would go number one, you know. But it, you know, they said they think it could chart, and it did chart, and that yeah, meant a lot to me, you know.
Excellent. You know, one thing about my company, you know, I'm the founder of WOA, you know. And of course, now I'm a partner, you know, there are many people involved in it, but I founded it in the beginning. I was a musician just like you, like in the beginning, you know, when I started out, completely independent. And I did it all on my own. You know, I worked the industry on my own. I got myself an MBA, okay? And I said, you know what? Let's give this these major labels a run for their money on my own terms. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So I did it on my own, and I knew thousands of musicians out there who didn't know how to do it. You know, and I said, let's open up my kind of world to them and help these musicians out the way we can. You know, and I don't know of many companies that do what we do, but I'm fiercely independent. You know, I've had deals with Sony, and I've had deals with BMG and Virgin, but I never, ever gave up my independent status, because I believe in my music too much, and I love working with musicians who are like that, you know.
Oh,
you're one of those artists that I said we want to work with him.
I know an artist works hard at what they do, no matter how good or how bad they are.
Absolutely.
They work very hard to be who they are and what they're trying to accomplish and what they try to achieve. But I hear stuff sometimes that's getting major publicity, and I have to say to myself, you know, wow.
Why is that getting major publicity?
You know, as an artist, I think that when I think about what I like to do that I'm not doing right now is I've never worked with a producer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm pretty much doing everything on my own. If I need a guitar player, I know I have a friend I call. He'll always do my guitar work.
Right.
And I have a bass player, always do my bass player. But I've never worked with a producer who would take what I have and say, wow, this is really good. I just want to make these little changes and make a difference here or there.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the biggest difference of working with a label when you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, because the songwriters are still going to write good songs, but the label gives them a producer that makes those little things, you know, that you don't think about, you know.
And, exactly.
That's something that I'd like to experience, you know.
Well, that's something we can do with you too, Ms. Cora. Just stay strong, and your music is getting there now, you know, and we're really excited about the stuff you're working on. So talking about your new stuff, I know that you're working on a new album.
I am.
Is there a theme to the album, or is it just different songs, different types of songs on it?
No, there's no theme, because what happened was, When all of these things started happening with the Black Lives Matter and Breonna Taylor and stuff like that, I went back in my catalog and I found something an idea. I have a pretty stable catalog of stuff. I've been writing for over 30 years, you know.
Wow.
But I'm able to find stuff that to me they're not real songs yet, you know, because you know, when you first start writing, sometimes you don't have real songs. They're ideas, you know.
Yeah.
But you think they're songs until you later on you say, wow, the idea is there, but it's just not a song yet, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's one song on your album that I really, you know, was, wow. I was like, Jesus, that's going to be a great track. And you sent us a demo and I completely fell in love with it. It's called Shelter Me, I Can't Breathe.
Yes.
Now, we all know what that means, you know, what that's talking about, the George Floyd situation and all of that. So that's obviously a new song, correct?
That was an idea.
Ah, okay.
That I had from many years ago.
Okay.
But it was right. It hit head on. You know, it said the riot squad messed up again early on location to evict someone from their place of communication. This has been going on for 30 years, 40 years, you know, 50 years, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Even longer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I took that idea and I started rewriting things to fit with what now. And the whole theme of that is my country, tears of thee, why don't you shelter me?
Yeah.
Why don't you shelter me with liberty, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. You're a great songwriter, Ms. Cora. And, you know, I'm really, really wishing you all the best. And WOA, the whole WOA Entertainment Group is really behind you. You know that, don't you?
Well, when I sent the song, you know, your company said, we really like this song.
Yeah, we really do.
but we might recommend that you do an album instead of a single.
Correct.
And because the album kind of opens up more opportunities for you as an artist.
Yes.
And that's when I started thinking, okay, even though I'd like to get the song out ASAP, you know, things are not going to change by taking your time with it to make sure you have a great album, because I'm sure the situation is not going to change in the next month or the next 2 months, you know?
True. And also, it's a fine balance about, you know, the artistic side. You know, a musician writes a song and you just want to get it out. You know, you don't want to wait because you're so excited about it. But when you take a step back, that's when companies or producers like us come in and say, take a step back because we want to make the most of it. You know, get it out the right way so that instead of 100 people or 1,000 people listening to it, let's make 1 million people listen to it and get you on the charts and open up, you know. So that's how we help out the artists, you know. And I think it's a great move that we're going to get an album out for you now, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and this album is going to be slightly different from the last one. The last album is more, I would say, Americana with a little bit of country vibe on it.
Yeah, definitely.
This is going to be more like blues.
Okay.
Kind of rock, a little bit of R&B sounding, you know.
Fantastic.
It's a different vibe. And, okay. I have some stuff in my catalog that's been sitting there for a long time that I'm tapping into. And
nice.
So, the song selection is there already. I already have the songs. It's just a matter of...
The arrangements and things like that.
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
the songs ready. And I finished another song about 2 days ago.
Wow. Cool.
It's called Caroline.
Okay.
And I actually hooked up with a producer in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
That I met online, and he made some little changes in it, and it made a big difference, you know.
Nice.
And then at the end, I made some changes to his changes.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And he was okay, you know. The collaboration is really nice when people can just be open minded.
Yeah. You need to work with people like that. You need to work with people who, respect each other and you're open to changes,
right.
You know.
Even when the song was finished and it was mixed and I listened to it for 3 days,
yep.
I wrote back and said, it's not me. I got to change some things. Mm-hmm. It sounds great, but it doesn't, you know, it's still, I can't live with it like this. And
yeah.
Totally cool with that, you know what I mean?
Totally. That's good.
It's been fun, you know?
Excellent,
it's
excellent.
Fun.
Right, Mascora, so your style of music, you know, the way you sing and everything, it really struck a nerve. You know, you've got that a funny way, it's like a Bob Dylan thing going on, at the same time a Kid Rock and roll thing going on. It's really cool. So have you always had that style of singing and music, or has it evolved through the years?
I think it's evolved by me. The more that I played guitar and I started sort of taking my own initiative and stopped depending on other people to play music for me, I still use musicians to play as far as bass, drums and keyboards and stuff.
Yep.
But the more that I was able to like express myself with my guitar,
uh-huh.
It seems like it just went into this kind of vibe. But you know, it's funny because someone else asked me that same question, and I went back and I found songs from 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That had that same style on it.
Wow.
So it was always there, but it even though some of the stuff, a lot of stuff didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
That style was always inside of me, and it seemed it's just coming out more now. Why, I don't know.
Excellent. So I think that's, you've zoned in into your style, you know, that this is what you are about, kind of thing. That's really cool. Do you want to plug in your website and your social media to the listeners?
You can find me on under the name Nescora.
Okay.
Nescora. Cora's my last name, so it's Nescora.
Ah, it's Nescora. Okay,
that understood. That would be Nescora.com. That would be the website.
Okay.
You can find me on Instagram under Nescora.
Okay.
And you can find me on Facebook under Nescora. And I would love to hear from anybody listening.
Nice.
So, I'm trying to develop a relationship with people that like my music, you know.
Great.
Rather than trying to get my friends to like my music, which, you know, I've learned you can't depend on your friends. You got to find true listeners.
True listeners.
That really like
absolutely.
An artist, not as a friend.
Yeah.
Know? That song "Shelter Me" is powerful.
I know it is. I mean, I was one of the, in the meeting when we heard that song, and I said, you know what, this is a fantastic song, and we need to get it out. I'm looking forward to that album, Nescora.
Okay, John, it's wonderful to talk to you, and
ditto, bro.
Tell everybody over at the WOA, I said hi, and thanks for your hard work to help me with my music.
We're going to be backing you for a long, long time to come.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Nescora. Good talking to you. Bye bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
No warrant, didn't yell freeze. The cop shot Bree, had her dying in her sleep. Yo, Jose, can you see a black man dying, still hearing him scream?
Can't breathe, can't breathe. Let me go, let me go. I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I'm in a choco.
Again.
like Nina Simone. We need less talk, more action. Say her name, hashtag her. It's fine time we realize that Black Lives Matter.
My country deserves it.
That's all I'm asking for you and for me. I'm asking that for him and for she. Everybody in the world, liberty. Yeah, I'm tired, I can't breathe. Even with this mask on, I can't breathe. I'm contemplating if I should stay or leave. Yeah, yeah, cause I need liberty, man. Yeah, I need a shelter and that liberty. And I need you to give it to me. Yeah, I need it now, liberty.
To say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. We know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We've gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead. But with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. Treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. But we could always try and fly another planet in the sky, or maybe see away. But there's no escape from the mistakes we made. But we could always try and fly another planet in the sky, or maybe see away. Cause there's no escape from the mistakes we made. So we know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead. But with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind? Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. We know
silent dance. You tell me it's love, you call it romance. I never knew love could be like this. I never thought I could feel such bliss. I never knew life held so much to miss. But now I know I would.